Thank you very much, Excellencies, colleagues. It's a pleasure to be in a room where we are discussing a matter that is very close to the heart of my organization, the Lutheran World Federation. It's an organization that was founded in 1947 to respond primarily to the needs of refugees and other displacement affected populations. And now we work across the globe, working and partnering with many of you in this room to respond to refugee crisis, displacement crisis, people who are returning after a long period of displacement, or communities and populations at risk from, you know, conflict or climate-induced factors. We have identified among one of our main programmatic areas, education, because of its transformative power, as has been highlighted by a number of the colleagues already. This is really a key program for us, where we see the linkages between education and protection, education and, you know, livelihoods, being able to earn, but also education for, you know, transforming communities and making them vibrant once more after disasters or after displacement. In the few minutes that I have, I would have the pleasure to share with you just two examples of our experience out there, where we are engaged with communities who are displaced for many years or in conflict situations, and how we are working with them in the areas of education and vocational skills training. So I will begin with our experience in East Jerusalem, where we work with Palestinian people there for many years now, and we have identified the need to engage the population in ensuring we tackle high unemployment, poverty, and gender inequality in the communities, and by aiming to promote access to vocational skills that are enabling them to earn a living, we have been able to see a number of changes, a number of motivating outcomes that we think we would like to multiply, and we are glad that we've partnered with a number of agencies and organizations working here. In this situation in East Jerusalem, we have worked to ensure high awareness of the opportunities that women, especially those who are disabled or marginalized, what opportunities they can have to extricate themselves from the situation they find themselves in. We've provided opportunities that address the barriers that they experience by doing things like scholarships, ensuring improved accessibility, audits for institutions of TVET to ensure that they are able to accommodate in their way of enrollment, but also systems of learning and placements and training. People with disabilities, women experiencing difficulties in the communities. We have integrated life skills and human rights awareness and education in the curriculum, and ensured that there is practical work experience attached to all the vocational training skills that are provided. They are also provided with loans or capacity to incubate very bright ideas so that they are developed, because we might imagine the big capitals of the world are the places to look for innovation, but there is a lot of innovation that can be realized if you offer people in such places opportunity and access. As a result, we have seen, for example, a lot of transformation in being able to earn income from skills people have learned. A high number of women that have been engaged in our programs.
I need to stop you here.
Okay.
Just one last